Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into Chennai Live 104.8 FM. It's the start of the week. It's a Monday evening on the evening show with me, Tausif, only on Chennai Live. And yes, between 6 to 7, we have an interesting group of young men who are right here who started something different, something new, and are here to talk all about it. So let's go on and quickly welcome them to the studio. First up is Ramalingam. Hey, Ramalingam, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself, Ramalingam.
Yeah, my name is Ramalingam Raghavan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically working in Merchant Navy. I'm a marine engineer by profession.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just started this board games group, Besanagar board games group, as my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll talk more about that. Yeah. We also have Ravi right here. Ravi, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, Tausif. Myself, Ravi. And I'm working as an accountant in central government organization.
Uh-huh.
And I have joined board games meetup since the past 4 months.
Nice. 4 months. And of course, we also have Ramanujam, a music lover, music enthusiast, telling us songs which you haven't ever heard of. And, you know, throughout the show today, as soon as we finish talking to him, we're going to play Ramanujam's choices right here on the show. Okay, so Ramanujam, please tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ramanujam, and I'm a PhD student in the US in New Mexico. So I was here in India for 8 months. So I joined the Besanagar Board Game Club 2 months ago.
All right, 2 months ago. Okay, so we're talking about the Besanagar Board Games Club. Rama, tell us about it.
Yeah, during my young days, I have a lot of cousins with me, so our basic time was to just to get together and play games.
Uh-huh.
Those days, we used to play Monopoly, My Money Ply Business,
mm-hmm.
Bombay Trade, etc., etc.
Uh-huh.
So, but of late, when I went to my cousin's place, he just started this
mm-hmm.
ticket to write,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't get to play, so I just browsed it over the net, and so when I just saw that, then mm-hmm. I saw a hell of a lot of games,
mm-hmm.
which are basically Euro style,
mm-hmm.
and I tried those,
mm-hmm.
it was really good, so then I just started and then started to collect those games as well. I also have a collection, I have a personal collection of around 35 games, out of which 11 and 12 are Euro style,
mm-hmm.
and the rest all are Indians, like Pictionary, Taboo.
Mm-hmm. What's Euro style?
Okay, Euro games is most of them are worker placement.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you place your worker and mm-hmm. take action games like Settlers of Catan,
mm-hmm.
Agricola,
mm-hmm.
Ticket to Ride.
Okay.
So these are.
So you have like a large group of people playing at the same time, and over time you can continue to play it. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And
okay.
and also no two games will be the same.
Right.
Anyway, the replayability part of those games are very high, that you can play those games n number of times and you won't feel that you have played the same game again.
That's
so
interesting.
That is a bit thing.
Okay. So this is about your love for board games. Where does the Besanagar Board Games group come from? Why did you think of starting a group like that?
Basically, I had board games, but I didn't have people. So I thought basically it was a selfish motto,
uh-huh.
but still it is also a selfless one.
Awesome.
So also, right. It is one of my kind of happiness, and also basically I was in PC games,
uh-huh.
but in PC games it's only me who is enjoying. So I just told, why not we just have a get together and enjoy uh-huh. together with the friends.
What a man.
So,
all right. Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk to Ravi and Ramanujam also and ask them what their favorite board games were as they grew up and why did they choose to join the Besanagar Board Games group. All right. People, all right, like I said, Ramanujam is the one who's picking the songs here. First song coming up for you from his selection is a song by Elbow. It's called One Day Like This, only on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. Stay tuned. The Besanagar Board Games group right here with me, Tausif, on the evening show. I'll be right back.
104.8 Chennai Live. The Evening Show. Let's go! With RJ Tausif. You are tuned into
The Evening Show. The Evening Show.
On Chennai Live 104.8 FM.
This is Chennai Live 104.8 FM. My name is Tausif. You are tuned into the evening show. And yes, we are now talking to an interesting bunch of young men who started off something, you know, which we all probably wanted to do as kids. You know, we had these all these board games, like Ramalingam said, and we wanted to have people to play with. So if my friends or cousins are coming over, I'd be so happy because I had this new board game I want to share with them and play with them. But he's gone one step further. He started a group for it, and it's called the Besanaga Board Games Group. So with us today in the studio are Ramalingam, Ravi, and Ramanujam. Thank you guys for joining us on this in the studio here today. And so quickly, I spoke to Rama about why he started the group. Let's go on to Ravi and ask him your love for board games. Ravi, well, since when have you been playing board games? You're an accountant, you must be a busy man. Do you have time to play board games?
Yeah, now I have time, but in childhood we used to play board games like crazy. Uh-huh. Our most favorite games were cards, which is an evergreen game.
Yeah, totally.
Then chess, Scrabbles, mm-hmm. and business. Uh-huh. I'm a very great fan of business. It's mm-hmm. an interesting trading board game.
Uh-huh.
But after childhood, we start and concentrate on our career. Mm-hmm. And after so many years, when I saw Ram's group on board games,
right.
I became nostalgic and enthusiasm to play board games again enlightened, and then I joined his group and he introduced me to a whole new level of board games.
Uh-huh.
And you won't believe it, the first time when I went to his play,
uh-huh.
and after the board games we played 2-3 games, and then I just looked at the time and realized that we had spent a total of 4 hours.
Wow.
So it was
and this was on the first visit itself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
great,
you were hooked.
Again, nostalgic experience, and now we are meeting regularly every weekend.
Every weekend. All right, Ramanujam, what's your story? Did you play board games when you were growing up? Did you like to...
Well, growing up, you play the usual games like Monopoly or Life or things like that, or chess.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't think of, you know, getting interested in board games. You just play because of the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, and then you lose touch, and people say board games, that's for kids and all that.
Right.
But I was on Meetup for a couple of years, and suddenly I was back in India, and I saw Ram's group.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually visited him once where we didn't play any board games. I just went to his house. He was only there.
Uh-huh.
And got to see all the collections that he had.
Uh-huh.
And he had an extensive list of games.
Uh-huh.
And then it started from there. And then we went to his house for a sleepover once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. Uh-huh. His house is full of, you know, games, and he'll teach you everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really competitive as well. So,
uh-huh.
you know.
Right. He likes to win as well.
He
huh?
does, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Ram, see, everybody knows. So Ram, how do you get people to come join you? What do you do? Do you like put the word out there and say...
Yeah, it's normally on my Meetup group. I now have members around 50, but mm-hmm. not many respond, but at least all I need is 2-3 to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So any board games, 3-4 players are good enough to start.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they're ready, I'm mm-hmm. ready. So mm-hmm. we just start off with any game.
So how does one, if somebody wants to, is interested in your Besanaga board games group, how does one get to you?
All you have to log into your Meetup, sign up. If you have signed up, just go and search Besanaga board games group. You have there, just join.
Are you also there on other media as well, like Facebook, WhatsApp?
No, normally I don't.
Laid back boy. Sorry, okay, anyway, all right. Okay, so when you come back, we'll talk about what exactly your group does and what are the activities that you guys indulge in and how often you get together, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stay with us, people. All right, more songs coming to you, and this is from Ramanujam's collection of favorites, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Cheers for Fears. That's the song coming your way. Stay tuned only to Chennai Live 104.8 FM. This is The Evening Show with me, Tausif, and my man, Frankie, right here on the job. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Evening Show with RJ Tausif. You are tuned into
The Evening Show, The Evening Show
on Chennai Live 104.8 FM.
You're tuned into The Evening Show only on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. My name is Tausif, and yes, with us today between 6 to 7 on a Monday are a group of guys who love to play games. board games, actually. So it's the Besantnagar board games group right here. We have with us in the studio Ramalingam, who's the founder of the group, and also Ravi, who joined 4 months back, and Ramanujam, who's joined 2 months back. So Ramalingam, let's talk about the group, actually, for a change. Let's say, okay, so what exactly does the group do? Where do these events, these games happen? And what do you do when what does someone do when they have to join the group? How does it work?
Okay, I've already told you about how to join the group.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens mostly at anybody's residence. Mm-hmm. That would be because we can choose a common place, but it is not feasible for all. Mm-hmm. And to lay out the board games and play, residence would be a better option.
Right.
So normally we just finalize where we are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we choose the games. I normally pick up 3-4. If it is at my place, I have a collection. So it all depends on what they want to play. So I just pick it up. I just have a run through of it, how it is played.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my meetup group, I have a list of games, and also it is linked to the playthrough.
Right.
So it is linked to YouTube videos where there is one person, Rado, who explains well everything. So it is there.
Uh-huh.
So he will explain. If you see that run through, you know how to play it. You will get a fair idea. So
it might be a hobby, but you're doing this very professionally, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're the man.
It's
not happening at your residence. It's happening at, say, one of the other guys' residences.
Yeah.
So you pick up the games and you walk over to them?
Yeah.
To their house?
Some people have they also have some collection, like Pandemic and stuff, other stuff which I don't have. Sometimes they'll have my collection. So we just go there and we start off with something new.
Right.
So they will explain if they know.
Uh-huh.
So they'll explain a little bit. Suppose if it is not, then I'll have to get it. They'll have to just inform me, then I'll just find out how it is played.
Sure.
Then I go there.
Awesome.
Through, and then
Ravi, you joined this group 4 months back, yes? What has been your experience so far after joining the group? How often do you guys get together?
We get once in a weekend, two times on Saturdays and Sundays. We meet together and play board games.
Mm-hmm.
Before joining this group, I was aware of only a few board games, which are Indian ones, like the cards, chess, Scrabble and regular.
Mm-hmm.
But after joining this group only, I got introduced to many strategic and logical board games.
Uh-huh.
And we meet once every Saturdays at around 3 p.m. We meet at Ram's place and we play board games.
Right, awesome. And have you hosted any of these board games at your place? Any
Not product? Yet till now, but in future I plan to host.
You plan to host. Ramanujam, what about you? Have you made any, is it like a nice way to make new friends? Have you met any nice people through this group?
Oh, absolutely. The two people sitting next to me are people I met through the group. So,
right.
Yeah, you get to meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've still been only 4 or 5 whenever I've gone, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're still kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
During the course of time, I might have to leave sometime, but still, at least it's 2 more to my friends' groups.
Awesome. So, then you'll be playing online board games from there.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning from him.
Alright, awesome. So Ramalingam, you're married, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, doesn't your wife object when you have these guys over and you're playing these board games?
Yeah, she does, but not that much. She knows that I love board games, so we do compromise on something else. So
right.
She likes something else, so I do that for her.
Awesome, alright.
So there is a small compromise, but still, even she likes those board games when she sees it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's also like, when she started, like, who will play all this? It's all kids stuff.
Uh-huh.
Once she started with Pictionary Taboo, she loves Pictionary and Taboo.
Uh-huh.
And now, the games, she's still okay. She said, okay, just you play, just that's it.
Fine. Yeah, she's not joining in the other games yet. Maybe we'll get there.
Yeah.
Is she being nice to you when your friends come over? Do you get some samosas
that's
and bhajis?
That's
all
that space she gives, at least. She helps me in that, or else without her support, I cannot do anything on alone, at least.
What a man. I hope she's listening in just for you. Alright guys, okay, thank you for sharing that with us. When we come back, it's time to call it a wrap on the show. We'll talk to you about where you're headed with the Besantnagar Board Games Group, okay? So stay tuned only to Channel Live 104.8 FM. For a change, we're going to play something that Ramalingam likes, and that is Linkin Park, and we're going to play Crawling for you. Yes? Alright, so Ramalingam's choice today is Crawling, only on Channel Live 104.8 FM. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're still going to be with the Besantnagar Board Games Group right here on the evening show. Stay tuned.
104.8 The Evening Show.
Let's go!
With RJ Tausif. You are tuned in to
The Evening Show. The Evening Show.
On Chennai Live 104.8 FM.
This is the evening show only on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. My name is Tausif, and yes, with us today are the Best in Naga Board Games Group. We've been talking to Ramalingam, we've been talking to Ravi and Ramanujam. We've been telling us how their love for board games has brought them together and how Rama has actually started a group which has about 50 people right now, and roughly about 4 to 5 get together every weekend to play board games. And of course, if you go to the meetup group that he started, well, you can actually see his collection, and that's a very fine and very amazing collection. All right, Rama, where do you see this headed? What are your future plans for the board games group?
Okay, I know my plan is a bit high.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, I think I will get there. Mostly, I'm planning to open a cafe, uh-huh, especially board games one,
mm-hmm,
board games cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just need the right. I'm just, maybe it will take another 2-3 years.
Okay.
Not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I'll just start one cafe. And I'm also planning self, because even I see a board game designer itself is a profession. So maybe I might hire 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
I might hire a few.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm there for to test games. My my group is there to test the games. So I have my support.
Yeah, so good plans. What about a board games tournament? Why not have a board games tournament?
It can be only specific. There is already Catan tournaments throughout going on.
Uh-huh.
So we just need to find a specific game which can be.
Well, kept for a start, you can bring that to Chennai and then start your own tournament separately. But yeah.
So awesome.
You tie up with Chennai Live and you start that cafe, okay? So we'll have the Chennai Live and Rama board games cafe.
I'm also planning people with some board game designers. That is idea how to come up with a board game. You know, you have a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Even you can use our Lord Ganesha and all. Okay,
if you
just use this product, you will get extra power. If you have Saraswati as the main card, then you get extra.
All the mothers listening out there will love you.
Okay, if you have Lakshmi, you will get more money in that game. Whatever, it's just awesome. A smile.
All right. Okay, quickly to all of you guys. Ravi, what is your favorite board game ever that you've played so far?
My favorite board game is Settlers of Catan and Scotland Yard.
Okay, why?
Settlers of Catan, it's an interesting board game wherein you have to collect all the resources and build your own settlements.
Right.
And plus Scotland Yard, because of the mystery in it, which we can get.
Totally. Ramanujam, what's your favorite board game and why?
Well, I'll go for Life, because you know, it's simple, but yet you can connect to it. Everybody, it's like living your own life, but in a board game. So I'll go for that one.
Amazing. What about you, Rama? Your personal favorite?
Oh, I have a lot. As of now, my personal favorite is Agricola, and there are a lot of you. It's always Catan, Ticket to Ride.
Only one.
Okay, if only one, then it is Agricola.
All right, okay. What about Snakes and Ladders and Ludo? Do you guys ever touch Chinese checkers? Or?
When we were young, that's what. Even I don't play right now. I don't even play those Pictionary, Monopoly and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started this. Once we started with this, I've stuck on with this. So,
awesome.
But there are even Monopoly, I have 3-4 different versions, like e-banking, Millionaire. I have an anti-Monopoly. I have also tried Empire.
You're bordering on the on madness right now. Okay, I'm just kidding, my friend. You're a true blue board games enthusiast. Awesome. All right. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this innovative group that you guys have started. Anything that you'd like to say to Channel 11, its listeners, before I say bye to you guys?
Okay, it cannot be advice for below 12.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, only for below 12 it could be advice.
Mm-hmm.
And above 12, it is just you can take it. It is up to you. It's board game is not a kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it is more than that.
Uh-huh.
To play a board game, it is not easy.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, it is not bad to play board games. There is especially for parents, board game is not for kids anymore.
Right, he's just telling play board games, they're good for you. That's what he wants to say. Yeah. All right, Ravi.
Okay, my only say would be people grow old because they don't play.
So you play and you stay young.
Yeah.
What a man. All right, Ravi, anything?
Yeah, my suggestion would be just go to any nearby store or Flipkart, Amazon, just buy a Monopoly, Scotland Yard, and play with your best 2-3 friends, and even you will like it.
Right, okay. Rama?
Well, I just want to add to whatever they said, in the sense that, it's not about just Monopoly or business or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you grow up, you can still have games to play, still sophisticated games to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you never grow out of board games. So go out and buy something for yourself is what I'd suggest.
Amazing. All right. Thank you guys for joining us in Chennai Live, 104.8 FM. Good luck with your Best Nagar Board Games Group. May it just grow and may there be a tournament and may I come, hopefully I'll come and win that tournament someday. All right. All right. Take care. Thank you. God bless you all. All right, people. So that was the board.